writing she has told us over and again is how she has always coped with life, how she has searched for its narrative when its narrative seemed to be missing, when things seemed to make no sense, just didn't add up. "We tell ourselves stories in order to live," she wrote once. So she wrote this astonishing book out of her own necessity. This cool customer, to use the tag, insensitive member of the emergency team attached to her an hour after her husband's collapse and death, cool customer who only seemed cool then and later because her mind was already adrift on a sea of half-apprehended facts, irrepressible memories, and strange, insistent fantasies, a sense that it was up to her to fix things that could no longer be fixed. Well, that's grief. Now, of course, if you find yourself adrift on that sea, you do learn over time how to be more appropriate, how to appear more appropriate, how to get on. But the sea is actually boundless. There's no shore, which is to say there's no real consolation or healing when loss is irretrievable. Joan and I have exchanged quotations on this theme from Auden, Fitzgerald,